Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And joining me today is Dr. David Braun, author of Ula for Women, offering his 7 key areas of life to have less stress, more purpose, and to reveal the greatness within you. Hello, Dave, and thank you for joining us today on Healing From Within.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, Dave, as listeners of this show are well aware, my guests and I seek to share intimate experiences and insights into the challenges and the opportunities that life offers us and how we may begin to pay attention to both our physical and inner spiritual needs, so we may improve and create better health, prosperity, and return to our natural state of well-being, which is happiness and well-being, health and joy, moving past the fears and restrictions of our own ego-based or fearful thinking processes. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Troy, who sets goals, finds balance and growth in the key areas of life, which, as we know, are always changing, and so must our thinking and ways to approach personal growth, health, and happiness. We will discover the 7 F's of his OOLA, that's OOLA, interesting to hear, interesting to see on paper, his OOLA plan for finding balance in an unbalanced world. Dave, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, a place, an event, a value that they may have held that may have been the precursor to the adult they became and the work and lifestyle that is valued now. So think back to an earlier time.
When you say that, I initially think of I grew up in North Dakota, small family farm. All my family were immigrants, and we grew up hardworking family. And I instantly think of my grandparents from both sides, my mom and dad, sitting around this table that they made out in a field, and we would work all day on the farm, and they surprised us with a picnic. And they came out, and it was my dad's family, my mom's family, all sitting together at this table and just eating. And I remember that so well because my grandparents had such a huge influence on me because they're hardworking. They're prime examples of a great marriage, loving each other, happy music, always strong with, like you talked about, not living in fear but living in, like, faith. Mm-hmm. Very, very strong in that, and very just strong people in all the stuff they went through. And where that came back to me so much in a later time in life is, I know this is way ahead in the book, but in the first book, Ula, Find Balance, Unbalanced World, that I wrote with my buddy, Dr. Troy, is a story about him teaching me about Ula, about looking at your life in these 7 key areas and writing down where you are, where you want to go, and how are you going to get there. Instead of the world kind of taking control of you, it's like, what do you want for your family? What do you want for your finances? What do you want for your career? What do you want for your faith walk, your spirituality? What do you want for your fun in life? And I did that in my 20s, and then in my 30s, in 2007, 8, 9, and 10, I went through the whole economy crisis, lost everything, went through a divorce. And I remember looking back at that moment with my parents, my grandparents, and what I felt from that. I felt so much strength from that my whole life. And then what I felt when I failed in life is that I felt so much guilt. Mm. And because they had great marriages, they had great relationships, and I was the first one out of over 100 cousins to go through a divorce and to lose everything, and I was super successful in my 20s and then losing everything in my 30s. And so what was a great strength for me had turned in my 30s to be almost a hindrance because I felt guilty from it. But then once I pushed through that, then I looked back at the same thing as all the struggles you go through, you can use them to hold you back or push you forward. So by far, I mean, that was the first time we've had hundreds, maybe thousands of interviews, and no one has asked me that question. So thank you so much for bringing that up.
Dave, I am certainly glad that I asked you that question, because for the first time in all the shows that I've done, and I've asked that question to many people, You answered the way I have always felt about my grandparents who were immigrants. I grew up in New York, and my parents, and the strength that I had in our a simple lifestyle, but our drive for education and to do well and to serve other people. And I felt like you described it so beautifully, just like I feel it and have always felt it. And when I talk to my cousins, I always tell them we were so very fortunate to be in a family that had such integrity and love for this country and love for hard work and love for education. And it's a great gift that we have shared, you and I. And I'm so glad you just described it that way, for our listeners to know, because parents today are responsible also to offer their children that kind of solid foundation for well-being so that they can make appropriate choices during the hard times of their life, because every life has a give and take and a flow, and we can't be, you know, there is no perfection. So therefore, we have to be able to accept ourselves as loving individuals and teach our children the same thing. And that's what you just expressed to me. But tell us how you and Troy Amdahl, you describe him as the seeker. You're the seeker, and he was the guru. And how you came to write Ula for Women. And actually, I don't think it's only for women. I think it's a book with a philosophy for all people to find who they are and ways that they can enjoy life in a purposeful way. So, how did you get together?
Yeah, there's like three or four questions in there. The thing you talked about here.
Answer them at any way you see
I
fit.
will. There is interesting when you're talking about your family, like immigrants and higher, putting a lot of stress on like being happy, working hard, and higher education. That was my thing too from my family is, like I said, we grew up family farmers. We never grew up with much, but it was always like, we will work hard so you can get educated. And when I was in my last year of my doctorate, I was asked, we do a residency, and I said, I want to do an internship program, residency program. Someone's going to teach me how to be a good doctor and take care of patients, but I want to do it with someone who's really a good person and is going to teach me a lot about life. Because coming from this small town and moving out to Minneapolis, a bigger city, through my education, I wanted to just really be with the right person. And they said, hey, there's this guy, and this is Dr. Troy. He's about 90 miles away, 90 minutes away, because it's out in the country, And he will teach you about winning at business, but he will teach you about winning at life and taking care of patients. And that's exactly what it was. I went down there from that last year of my doctorate, met Dr. Troy, worked with him for a year, became good friends with him. And then at my graduation, he said, I want to invite you into a group of guys that work on what we call our ULA. And I had no idea what it meant at the time. And he said, just trust me on this. We're going to work on our ULA. So, and when he explained to me, it's like goal setting. I thought, well, I've set goals in sports. So this is, I've done this before. It's not a big deal. Like I set goals in grades, but this was different. We actually sat on the floor and we had 3x5 note cards in front of us and seven stacks. And the seven stacks were labeled the seven F's of ULA: fitness, finance, family, field, which is your career, faith, friends, and fun. And what we did for 3 days, we went through a process of day one, where are you in these seven areas? And I remember going like, fitness, where am I? Finance, I'm like, finance, I'm at 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm killing it. I'm a doctor. And he goes, no, you got to get real with your finances. You're not a 9. I'm like, well, I have a doctorate now. I graduated. He goes, do you have a job? I'm like, I don't have a job. He goes, do you have student loans? I'm like, about $120,000 in student loan debt. He goes, so how can your finance be a 9? He said, you have to be real with where you are. And that's the first step, like in our books, and that's the first step even with like listeners. It's like getting real with where you are, and then you have to go down the line of where are you with your fitness and finances, but also where are you with your family? What kind of father? What kind of mother? What kind of husband? What kind of wife? If you're divorced, what does that look like? Where are you with your finances, your faith walk, your career? Where are you in these seven areas? Then day two was, where do you want to go? And this was actually setting dreams and goals, and dreams are these, it's a lighthouse in the distance. What do you want for your finances? What do you want for fun in life? And then he would take that down a step and say, okay, now you know what your ultimate goal is for your family and your career. What are the goals you're going to do in this next year in 1998? What are the goals you are going to set that you can accomplish that'll move your finances towards that lighthouse, that towards that dream? It'll move your career, it'll move your family life towards that. And then the day three was all the to-do steps we were going to go through in the next year to find success. And long story short, I found success in 1998, 1999, married, kids, career, kind of everything I wanted in my life. I was in shape, working out. And then 2008, 9, and 10 happened. And 2010, I was bankrupt, divorced, living in a motel. I got in touch with Troy because I was living in a motel going through all this stuff. And at the same time, he was fully retired, had houses around the world, married 20-some years, and supporting orphanages and just living his little life. So at that moment, we kind of joked that he's the little guru and I'm the little seeker, so I had to start over. And I said, if I get my life back on track, we need to tell the world about this process of ULA. And as my life got better, 2012, 2013, we sat down and wrote our first book, ULA, Find Balance, Unbalanced World. And that book took off, an international bestseller. And when we started like a Facebook page and Instagram account, that blew up to over 1 million people followed us on social media. And then we said, what do you guys want next from us? And they wanted ULA for women. And we're like, how are two guys ever going to write a book, ULA for women? But we figured it out, and that was the next book we wrote, and that's the one that you're talking about today.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. And also, I believe both of you have either had a lot of sisters or a lot of daughters. Is that so? So you've had a
Well, that's
lot of
yeah,
connections to
that's how it's
females.
yeah, that's how it started out. It's like, okay, so they want us to write like 80 some percent was like, write a book for women because we're the natural multitaskers. We have a lot of stress in our lives. Write a book. We're like, we're two guys. Like, so we started going through this process. Like, I have four sisters and four daughters. I have three granddaughters. I'm like, okay, we start doing this, but we're like, we can't come across as like mansplaining. Just because I have daughters doesn't make me an expert in how women should balance and grow
Well,
their lives.
you know what? I see your book as having a philosophy and a practice and a way for the soul to emerge and people's life plans and destinies to be fulfilled and to live purposefully. And I see it for everyone. But yes, women have other issues. They are multitaskers and they do handle home life and work life and educational life. And some
Yeah.
men are more focused on the logical aspect of life and getting to their goal, one, two, three. And women are doing using the creative force and the logical force to do many things at one time. So, but I think the basis for all success and for all comfort living in your physical life as well as your spiritual life is to accept the ebb and flow of the challenges and the people in your life without much judgment. And I think your philosophy talks about that. It talks about stripping away the clutter and worry of everyday life and to truly live the authentic desires of your heart as if nothing else matters. And you tell a story that about a woman that you met on the bus tour who stood out to you right away. And she was beautiful, about 35 years old. She was there with her husband and kids, and she was taking photos at the surf. Do you remember that
Yeah,
story?
well, 100%. And
Go on
this
with that
is where
story. That's a wonderful story.
this is where you talk about destiny, right? And you talk about
Yes.
things happening for a reason. So Troy and I are challenged with writing a book for women. How are we going to do that? And we said the exact same things you said. Like, the principles of ULA stay the same. So whether you're trying to get out of debt, or you're trying to work on a marriage, or you're trying to work on a career, principles in ULA are pretty much the same. You be you. You follow your destiny and you live with your life plan. But we're driving the bus up the coast of California, and the bus is, we're going around collecting 1 million handwritten dreams on the side of a 1970s beat-up bus to show the collective energy of what it looks like for 1 million people to say we're designed for greatness and we're going to live our purpose. And this is the first trip up the coast of California. Now the bus is 19 layers thick in dreams, but at this time, there's like 10 stickers on the bus. Like, we just started. And we're talking about this ULA for Women's book, how we're going to write that. And interestingly, we pulled over at the end of the day and we were watching the sunset. Our two boys were swimming in the ocean and we're sitting there watching this family. It's about a 35-year-old couple, beautiful couple, two kids, taking pictures with a professional photographer. And afterwards, they came up and we were talking, like, man, that's a beautiful family. It's like a Pinterest family. And they came up afterwards and she goes, what are you guys doing with this crazy bus? And she's laughing at us. And I'm like, you know, we're just telling people that they're designed for greatness and a purpose. And we're reconnecting people to their dreams because we get lost in the clutter and the craziness of life. And
Yeah.
she goes, I would love to put a sticker on your bus. I said, we'd be honored. I said, which one do you want? They're all color coordinated. And she goes, I want a family one. And she pulled the orange sticker out and she wrote her dream and slapped it on the bus and came over and high-fived us. And they got in their car and drove away. And just like two little kids, as soon as they left, Troy and I were like, oh my gosh, what did she write? So we ran to the back of the bus and we looked at her orange sticker and it said, to survive stage four cancer long enough to see my daughters become women.
Yeah.
And we got really quiet and felt emotional about that. But then in that moment, that's where we got it, is we're not going to tell women how to live. We're going to tell stories of women that we've met on the bus, that stories that we met at events, stories of women through social media that have reached out to us. And we're going to tell their stories and use their stories to help inspire you while you read the book. And then we'll put the lessons at the end. So the stories are there to open your heart. That's where change happens. It doesn't happen in your head. It happens in your heart. So we
Yes.
want to inspire people in spirit. You read the story, you feel inspired and connected to the woman, the story you're reading. But then when you're done reading the story, there's principles. Like, what can we learn from this journey? How can this journey of this amazing woman help you? And it's just 42, you know, everyday ordinary women who've gone through extraordinary things, who overcome extraordinary things, and we use their stories to teach EULA. And that it was the biggest blessing ever, because it made the book beautiful. It made the book what it is, because of it's not us telling the stories. The first book was my stories and Troy's stories. The second book, Girl with Women, is women's stories, and it's just such an incredible book.
Yeah, you know, it's really not what happens to people, but how they handle their challenges, their attitudes, their perspective on other people, and the love they have within them and for their life and other people in their life. So these stories are very inspiring, and I picked that one right away because she was beautiful because she had a spirit that was stronger than the problem she was dealing with. And she was just going to do the best that she could to survive as long as she could. Because I believe we have a time to come and a time to go. I believe, you know, the energy of our soul, our energy body, exists beyond this time and place. And so I don't have as much fear about the dying, the death and dying process.
Yeah.
And I've also done hospice for many years and helped people so they don't have to be so afraid. But it is our obligation while we are here to live a physical life of growth and learning and serving and being trusting of the whole evolution of humanity and ourselves, and into the process of not only the here and now, but beyond what we will contribute,
Yeah.
even beyond here. I would assume that you have feelings similar to this from hearing you talk, but not everybody does, but that's okay. They, in time, will have their own perceptions challenged through these challenges, and some of them are painful and difficult. But attitude is everything. You know, it's not what life does to us or hands us, it's how we handle it. And I think your book and your whole philosophy gives you the tools to do exactly that. So, to live an EULA life, it's paramount to identify toxic traits that hold us back from finding balance and growth. And in each of the seven categories, the F categories, we must begin to think about that. So we start with fitness. So some of the things you want to think about, you know, with in regard to fitness is, what kind of fuel do you put in your body? What kind of thoughts do you have? That's fuel too, because every thought is energy, and every impulse of our heart is an energy impulse. So it has power and force in creating what's going to happen. So it's very important to feed our body and feed our mind. That's what you described there. And then tell us something about, you were discussing finance before. how to make the plan to pay off your debts, don't take on more debt, increase your income, even if you have to have another job, and have proper insurance for emergencies, to make a plan. You have to be practical, not just spiritual or etheric. We want to have the whole package together. But go on to family. Family's very complicated.
Yeah, it is. This is the heart and the head of a story. It's the inspiration you're talking about. It's that spirit of a person. But we're physical beings walking on a planet Earth, and we do have financial stuff, we have family stuff, we have fitness stuff that we have to take care of. You explained fitness perfectly. It's the emotional, mental, and physical part of a body. It's what you put in your body, what you expect to get out of your body. And then you have to realize, are you taking care of it the way you're supposed to? Underlying the first thing in EULA that you have to understand is you have to be you. Like, this is your design for greatness and a purpose. This is your life to design the way you want it to. And it's basically, like you said, it's choices you make. There's circumstances that happen, but it's the choices you make towards those circumstances. So fitness is that. It's mental, emotional, physical. And you get into finance, the number one cause of divorce and stress in marriages back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s was infidelity. And in the last 30 years, it's switched to financial stress. So you can't hide it under a rug and just say, well, it'll take care of itself. You have to get real. That's the head part of it. You feel it in your heart, like, I want to have financial abundance so that I can provide for others, provide for my family, not have as much financial stress, whatever it is. But then you have to have a plan with your head of how you're going to get out of debt. Family is like a 2-day seminar because
Yeah, I
you
like
have.
the inner circle that you talked about,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
in-laws and outliers, and yeah,
Yeah,
the way you
yeah.
set that up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and in the book, we talk about looking at your family life as concentric rings around you, circles around you. So you're in the middle, and the inner circle is your inner circle. This is your husband, wife, kids, if you're married and have kids. The next ring would be moms and dads and in-laws and uncles and aunts, and then the next ring is cousins, and then people who see you 5 years at a family reunion. But the closer that ring is to you, the more that's going to affect you in a positive or a negative way. And it's very important because when we do Lulapalooza as a 2-day seminar, and we take people through that process, when we get to this, it's a very charged category when people look at the inner ring, and some people are like, oh my gosh, I have the most amazing family, I've been so blessed. And some people are like, this is the most toxic thing on the planet. Like, this is where all my stress resides and causes me physical emotion. So what we do is we say, look at those close relationships, the inner circles. Look at those close relationships, identify them as being healthy or toxic. And then you also have to look at yourself and identify, are you the toxic one in the relationship? Are you the toxic one in the marriage or with your kids or with your mother and father or with your siblings? But you have to look at the whole picture from the outside looking in. And then you have to, that's emotional. And then you have to start putting a plan together. If you have a toxic, let's say, father or father-in-law or brother or sister, whatever it is, how can you start to build boundaries around that relationship where you protect yourself from it? And we go through that in detail in the book called The Hazmat Suit, protecting yourself from toxic family relationships. But then also, like, if you have those great family relationships, how can you continue to serve those and how can they serve you? So it's a joint unity on, giving, give and take.
So
So I love that
basically,
chapter.
it's basically, I talk about this with my clients all the time. It's about embracing what feels right and serves your destiny and life plan, and so you're the healthiest you can be. And sort of not embracing that which makes you less than you can be, and which makes you have more stress or can bring unhealthy conditions to you. Actually, you can get sick when you're around people who are working against your goals. So it doesn't mean they're good or bad. Nothing is really good or bad. It's just they are following their life plan and their destiny, and we wish them well, and we want to, maybe pray for them and ask spirit to help them, perhaps, if they won't listen to you and give you what you need in the relationship, but not overwhelm yourself with being drawn into their energy or their needs. So that's what you're
Yeah, the
really
mo
saying. That's what you're saying, and it's the truth. That is how we deal with people. We love them, we accept them as they are. We know they are following their route. It might be quite different from our road forward, but it's okay. And with that, we can go on to say, you say that no matter what anyone has done or has failed to do, They deserve a better life. Can you explain that?
You know, that it, I mean, I have to touch on this because it's so key in people we talk to and what you're talking about, like looking at family, if you have toxic family and saying, okay, that's your life, you go live your life. That's great. Do that. But the problem most people run into is they're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, and they're still trying to impress a parent, or they're still trying to live a life their mom wanted them to live with their dad. And that's where they're missing the mark on living their OOLA life. So no matter what you've done or failed to do, you deserve a new life. You deserve a life of your dreams. But you can't live a life trying to think, what does my mom want me to do? What does my dad want me to do? What would my grandparents want me to do? You have to live your life. That is so key in that, because we see so many people getting so wrapped up in going to college because their mom and dad wanted them to, or getting a job, or marrying that one person because they were supposed to. And then they get down the road and they're very unhappy. Their soul is disconnected from who they are as a person because
Absolutely.
they feel so disconnected because they're not truly living their life. So that's why I said to underline the first thing in OOLA is you have to be you. You have to start with you, not what mom, dad, neighbors, brothers, pastors, not what anybody else wants for you. What do you want for your life? Where are you in these seven areas? Where do you want to go? And then how are you going to get there and start pursuing that plan?
Absolutely, and I really can't agree with you more than what you just said, because what the mind believes, it creates as our thoughts turn into action and either fulfill our dreams or thwart them. And in my book, The Living Spirit, I wrote, many choose to believe it is life circumstances that are at the root of the destruction of so many fine plans, intentions, and opportunities. I believe it is the perception of limitation and self-doubt, not our circumstances, which destroy dreams and thwarts wonderful ideas. What I call the law of attraction is a universal energetic truth of creating our own reality by bringing to us the people and circumstances that our mind and actions generate. What we focus our thoughts, time, and energy on, whether knowingly or unknowingly, whether positively or negatively, whether lovingly or hatefully, sets up a ripple of interaction with other people, places, and events that ultimately brings these possibilities into reality. The thought begins on an energetic mental level and sometimes proceeds after days, months, or years into a manifestation of a concrete reality. And I want to thank you, Dr. Dave Braun, for a journey in a 1970 VW surf bus across the country, meeting people who shared their most intimate stories and learned the power within to move past their traumas, addictions, and sorrows by living the seven F's of OOLA, the values and goals that have led you and so many others to finding the passion within and developing the courage and resilience and fortitude necessary for success. And that's what you and I talked about at the beginning, that we had in our beginning life that we were most grateful for in our early family life. To find more about this spiritual path and plan, go to OOLA, OOLA life.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have seen that when you recognize that there's a bigger plan for all of us, and that our inner essence seeks to define its personal destiny and personal soul power with love and compassion, curiosity, and many practical ways to solve the challenges offered to us by the outside world, we learn to accept ourselves, change and flow in the spirit of life, and find what is our natural birthright, joy and happiness. The authors of OOLA for Women, Find Balance in an Unbalanced World, offer ways to view the seven main areas of your life: fitness, finance, family, field, faith, friends, and fun. Very important, fun. A lot of people leave that out. And with perhaps a new perspective, create in small increments a way past any trauma, challenge, or limitation to change themselves and their thinking, thereby creating new possibilities for joy and success. Dave and I would have you begin to look at your life and to develop a new sense of self-awareness through a self-investigative process, always loving yourself for all the quirks and inconsistencies of yourself, others, and life, and then begin to move past the duality in thinking of things being right or wrong, good or bad, but accept that all is as it is, nothing is random, and when you begin to see each area of life with hope and lightness of thought and openness of heart, you're going to find you are able to create whatever you put your thoughts and energy on and be the person you were born to discover. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within and author of The Living Spirit, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear authors, visionaries, leaders, scientists, spiritualists, educators, medical professionals, and those from all walks of life who share the amazing way to find the life that suits your personal and spiritual growth. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.